News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, almost half of people in Ireland use their smartphone during meals. That's according to a new survey that's out this morning from Deloitte. And Brendan Kelly, who's Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin and author of Resilience, joins us this morning. Brendan, do we need to panic? We're all too addicted to our phones.
Ciara, we do not need to panic. We can remain relaxed. This is an interesting survey which tells us things we already know about ourselves, which is we tend to use our phones first thing in the morning. We tend to stay up late using our phones, and around 70% of us, we think we use our phones too much. So it just really shows that we use our phones more, which we knew, and also that humans are self-critical. We give out to ourselves all the time, and we are giving out to ourselves about our own behaviour regarding our own phones. So there's no particular need to panic based on this survey, although maybe we need to go a little easier on ourselves, giving out to ourselves about our habits.
But are we right to give out to ourselves about how much phone use we have? Because we do hear that phones are bad for us and they're bad for our mental health and all of that sort of stuff. So is this an appropriate giving out to ourselves?
Well, not really. This is an excessive giving out to ourselves. There's a bit of catastrophizing going on here. You know, when they introduced videos, for example, they said that the video player, you know, the home VHS, Betamax players, that these would lead to late night viewing. They would impact on our sleep. We would stay up late watching videos, and this would be bad for us. Now, we did this. We did this to an extraordinary degree. And this current survey about mobile phones tells us we will stay up late using our phones, exactly as we have done with other technologies. So this maps more onto the human condition rather than any reason for panic.
We like staying up late, amusing ourselves with things. Is that what you're saying?
We do. We absolutely do. And we use technology to do this. And look, yeah, the survey is right. We need to put down our phones a little bit more and engage more with the world. But interestingly, Ciara, we are doing that because we know, for example, that participation in sports has increased significantly in recent years. And as of now, nearly 2 million adults play sports every week, which is more than ever before. We know that going to the cinema is also on the up, and our Ireland's rate of theatre attendance is very high as well. So,
using our leisure differently?
We're structuring our lives differently. And the survey is quite interesting because it does show that smartphones are changing the structure of our lives in certain ways, just as technology always does. But we shouldn't look at it in isolation, because when you look at, say, sports participation, increasing in boys, increasing in girls, increasing overall, what you find is smartphones are integrated into that. You can see after matches, groups of young people, you know, with their phones together, sending each other pictures, laughing, joking, you know, making comments on each other's stories. So, you know, looking at this survey on its own doesn't get the bigger picture, which is that there is no need to catastrophize. The whole thing is not, deteriorating.
Is this a bit of moral panic a la Mary Whitehouse, a la kind of, oh, television will rot our brains, all that kind of stuff? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, look, they said that steam power would rot people's brains in the 1800s, that videos would rot brains when I was younger, video games would rot our brains, that the internet was the end of humanity as we know it, and currently smartphones are our chosen focus for our catastrophization and our moral panic. The fact is, these are aspects of being human. You know, when you look at social media, right, humans have always loved gossip, and social media is basically gossip on steroids. And it amplifies what is a basic human trait. But in the end, Ciara, you know, the valley always had squinting windows and twitching curtains. And that's not going to change as the technology changes.
Goodness, there's a lot to unpick in that. But thank you for that. Indeed, that is Brendan Kelly there, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin and author of Resilience. And always kind of a breath of fresh air, Shane.
Yeah, rock us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.